Republican Derek Van Orden outraces vulnerable Democrat Ron Kainz year total. By Jacob Bliss on July 19, 2021. Wisconsin Republican candidate Derek Van Orden in one quarter outraced scandal-ridden Democrat Ron Kainz. Why? Year total by almost $100,000. Comparing the fundraising quarters for Derek Van Orden and Ron Kind in Wisconsin's 3rd District shows a stark contrast in enthusiasm and support, Van Orden's campaign said in a press release. In the second quarter filing, Van Orden raised over $750,000, which is the largest amount of any Republican challenger across the country for a House seat, the campaign touted. By raising more money in a single quarter than Ron Kind has this year, our team of Wisconsinites are sending this message loud and clear. We are done with career politicians who are bought and paid for by the highest bidder, Van Orden said in a statement. His campaign pointed out that in addition to raising the largest amount, Van Orden also raised more than his opponent, who has been in Congress for over 2 decades and is a member of one of the nation's most lucrative committees. Kind during his second quarter was only able to raise $408,504.31, which brought his year total to only $657,382.29. Van Orden was able to surpass Kind by nearly $100,000 more in just one quarter. The Republicans' massive fundraising haul is evidence that there is significant grassroots momentum for Derek's leadership and commitment to service, the press release said. Additionally, Van Orden was also able to raise over 94% of his money from individual donors. In comparison, 60% of Kind's fundraising came from special interest and liberal Washington allies PACs, according to the campaign, Van Orden said. One look at Kind's report and ours shows you everything you need to know. 94% of our donations come from individuals, and over 60% of Kind's are from special interest groups and liberal DC allies desperate for him to keep his job, as they know they own his vote. Being the representative for Wisconsin's 3rd District means representing the people, not your own self-interest. I've dedicated my life to public service, and Kind has dedicated his to self-service. One look at his personal bank account will tell you that. Kind has recently gained a lot of attention for a seedy massage parlor that rents space in one of the buildings he owns in Wisconsin. Reports have shown that Kind's financial disclosure forms show he has taken tens of thousands of dollars in income from renting to the massage parlor known as Asian Sunny Massage, previously named Impression Spa. The massage parlor had reports showing that the business was promoting itself on websites notorious for prostitution advertisements, including Rub Maps, Assort List, and Body Rubs Map. Rubs Maps was described by USA Today as a review site for illicit spas, where customers look for more than a massage, noting the site is like a Yelp for this particular type of business. One report showed that the parlor once took screenshots of the advertisements and shared them on the company's Facebook, which has since been taken down.